Hudson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington.
Desidero esprimere la mia vicinanza.
Pope Francis addressing the earthquake in Morocco this morning, saying he'll pray for the injured, for those who have lost their lives, and for their families. More than 2,000 are dead, and search and rescue efforts continue, as we hear from the BBC's Nick Beek, who made it to a village in the High Atlas Mountains.
The roads were strewn with rocks and boulders and other debris, and that's difficult for rescuers, but also people from the ambulance service, although we have seen some people from the Red Crescent just arrive here.
President Biden's overseas trip continues. He's now in Vietnam. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is traveling with him.
President Biden is making a whirlwind 24-hour visit to Vietnam, hoping to convince this communist country to more closely align with the United States amid the saber-rattling of China and the instability in Russia, its two closest partners. The president telling Vietnamese leadership in Hanoi Sunday that he believes there's a, quote, enormous opportunity for Vietnam and the United States to expand their economic and military partnership. But doing so would be a break with decades of precedence in this country, and there would be concerns about adapting to new U.S. military technology versus the Russian and Chinese military technology they've been accustomed to for years.
Well, Lee is now a Category 2 hurricane, but Lisa Bucci with the National Hurricane Center says...
We're expecting Lee to intensify over the next 2 days to a 130-mile-per-hour hurricane. And then beyond that, we're expecting it to gradually weaken beginning on Wednesday.
On the other coast, Hurricane Jova is expected to bring big waves and rip currents to Southern California. Jova is packing 100-mile-per-hour winds off the coast of the Baja Peninsula in Mexico. Major rain and flooding in Scranton, Pennsylvania last night. WYOU-TV's Mark Hiller.
The Lackawanna County coroner tells us that a woman was removed from a flooded area of South Abington Township, taken to the hospital, where she died in the emergency department.
There were dozens of rescues from homes and cars. Many roadways are still closed.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Well, it was Aspen Brown's seventh birthday. She was visiting the Crater of Diamonds State Park in Arkansas when she stumbled upon a 2.95-carat brown diamond. While diamonds are found frequently by visitors there, they're normally the size of a grain of rice and not this big. It's unclear how much Brown's diamond is worth because they're so rare, they're not appraised the same way commercial diamonds are. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125-milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 72, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 54. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 66, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
United States is for Fig Newton. It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry, along with Greg Bach on the board. How are you feeling, Greg?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah?
Yeah, the good. Sun's out.
The sun is out. It is very humid, though.
But it was raining so hard this morning, and now it's not.
It must have been further south, because I only had some patches on my drive-in this morning.
Downpour.
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 Oh, all right. Well, maybe that means the humidity broke.
Yeah.
Well, coming up this hour, in the bottom of the hour, we want to hear from you on how do you watch your TV now? Are you still paying for cable? Do you pay for cable? And on top of that, do streaming services? Are you all streaming? How many different streaming services do you own or do you subscribe to? There's so many different ways to piecemeal how you get your content, and none of it is that cheap anymore. And so this is all springboarding off of the fact that there is an ongoing kerfuffle between Disney and Charter. And so wanted to just discuss like what this could mean for TV in general, because this could be a juxtaposition or turning point for
good words.
The industry. But for now, because we had so much to get through in the previous segment or the previous hour regarding Janet Protasiewicz and the GOP's attempt to impeach her, despite the fact that she has not even heard a single case yet, and she has committed no crime, no misdemeanor, and has not done anything corrupt, they seemingly are going to march forward, and so we will see where that goes. But I wanted to get to some headlines, so the good, the bad, and another reason not to move to Florida. So this popped up in my inbox yesterday, the press release that for something that I think a lot of us knew was coming, but yesterday afternoon around 2 p.m., for immediate release, Melissa Temple files First Amendment lawsuit against School District of Waukesha. So, I think most of us who've been following the case knew that this would likely happen. But if you are not up to speed on who Melissa Temple is and what the controversy was in Waukesha with the Waukesha School District, let me fill you in. So, Melissa Temple was the first grade teacher in Waukesha who earlier this year, after finding out that Rainbow Land, a song by Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton, would not, her first graders, not just her first graders, but all of the first graders in the school, were planning to sing that song in a school concert. It got nixed. And this is after a series of things that have happened in the Waukesha School District regarding what, if rainbows can even be shown and what signs can be had, and just in general, some anti-LGBTQ rhetoric that had been going on in the district. She went to Twitter to let people know that this happened, and seemingly then had ramifications that ended up with her getting fired for that tweet. So that is, especially when it comes to being a public school teacher, you don't have the same protections as far as, I mean, like, though they have more protections than at-will employees, and who, you know, we've seen people who have viral videos of things that they do outside of work that then get them fired from work. And that's legal. Whereas this situation, because she's a government employee, it's a little different. So she's she filed the federal lawsuit Tuesday against the district and specifically Superintendent Jim Siebert, which is quite the move on the first day of school. You know what I mean? Of just like, welcome back to school. Here's a lawsuit that you get to deal with this school year. And so she claimed that she was, quote, retaliated against after she exercised her right by tweeting and engaging with the media last year. So, like I said, she spoke out against the administration's decision to ban the song Rainbow Land. Then the school board voted unanimously to fire her in July, saying she had violated district policies when she posted about the ban on social media rather than discussing the matter with her immediate supervisor. And Siebert said Tuesday he found out about the lawsuit through the media and that they are going to work with their legal counsel on next steps. But so we will see where this goes. But it's going to be, she's requested a jury trial and is seeking an order declaring that the Waukesha School District and Siebert violated her right to freedom of speech under the First Amendment, reinstatement to her former position, or an award for lost wages and other financial compensation. So welcome back. We'll see where this goes.
Welcome back to Rainbow Land.
I know. This is truly...
All over some kids singing a song.
I know. A song that's... all of the lyrics are about inclusion and being like in a happy utopia.
Yep. Not in my America.
So... we'll keep up with that saga. I already got in contact with her, and we'll see if we can get her back on the show.
Excellent.
But some bad news. So we've had Mayor Katie Rosenberg on this show multiple times, and specifically about a year ago, maybe exactly a year ago, we had her on for the first time when the show was still really new to talk about their Wausau's new filtration system and how hard she had worked and people in the city had worked to get the funding, get the all of the things in order to get this filtration system in place for the people of Waukesha, or no, of Wausau. And so I was heartbroken for them and all of the work that they've done to read this headline of PFAS breaks through Wausau's filtration system, exceeding levels proposed by state health officials. And it's so disappointing because it's still lower. Like, it's, I think they were clocking in when you read, this is an article from WPR, and the Wausau Water Works notified residents this week that sampling showed a mix of PFAS chemicals at levels at 22.7 parts per trillion. So that's just above what the state's proposed groundwater standard is, which is 20 parts per trillion. But previously, when they first found out, like before the filtration system was in, it was something like 70. So it's still way lower than it was. So it's not like this, the filtration system just doesn't, like, stopped working. But it's still an indicator of how hard this problem is going to be to solve. And truly, I think it was a couple weeks ago we had a guest on from Wisconsin Conservation Voters. And it's just, I read off in the last 24 hours when he was on, headline after headline. Like there's a there's now like a PFAS headline almost every day, because this was today as far as the filtration system in Wausau. But simultaneously this week, another headline, forever chemicals found in Wisconsin River, lakes near Stella, raising concerns over fish. And so now continue, like it's everywhere. And what's so frustrating is that even when people as responsible and committed, like Mayor Rosenberg, try to get systems in place to try to fix the problem, we're still like the technology's not there yet that it can necessarily be as reliable as we need it to be. So that's crappy. And then finally, another reason not to move to Florida.
Hold on, let me get my checklist here. I got a lot of reasons.
So we've talked a fair amount about there's certain, I think it's State Farm and I forgot who the other insurance companies, but more and more trying to get home insurance in California or Florida is becoming harder and harder because it just, as a business model, doesn't make sense for insurance companies to insure your home when you're choosing to live in a place that has this year has already been hit by one hurricane. I haven't actually seen totals of how much damage is it. Was it Idalia? Idalia? It was something like that. I don't know exactly how to pronounce it. But the how much damage that hurricane, the most recent hurricane, did to Florida. But it's still hurricane season. And so holding your breath that another one doesn't come, another one isn't really bad. But similar in California, fires, mudslides, lots of different things. And so places that it's hard to get your home insured. But the other thing of value that you have to insure is your car. So car insurance for U.S. drivers was 16% more expensive in July than it was a year earlier. And some states are experiencing hikes over 50%.
Jeez.
And why? Mostly because rising repair costs and increase in disaster-related claims. So states prone to floods and natural disasters like Florida had some of the steepest hikes. So if we look at this, even in Wisconsin, Wisconsin had a 22% increase. North Dakota had a 5% decrease. So I don't know what's going on in North Dakota. And Georgia had a 24% decrease. So this is from Washington Post this morning. I'll put it in the show notes today. But, you know, I feel like the increasing costs of what you need to spend to be able to live in Florida really offsets the no income tax.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Of like, you move there like, oh, no income taxes, which probably, you know, depending on how much money you save or you make, saves. If you make a lot of money, I know it could be a lot of money that you save. But if you're in the 50,000 where most median incomes are, how much more are you now spending in repair costs or insurance premiums? Like, I don't know. I would be interested to see for someone to do that math as far as like what the offset is between no income tax, but here are all these other things you get to pay for just for the luxury and the privilege of living in Florida.
Okay, that's a sentence that goes a little far.
All right. When we come back, we want to start to hear from you. We already got a couple texts on this, but how do you watch your TV? Streaming, cable, mix of both. Do you not watch TV? Are you one of those who just like reads books?
I don't even own a TV.
844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. How do you watch television these days? We want to hear from you. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just gonna eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Summer bonanza means more business in the fall months.
Hire right with Indeed. Their integrated solution lets you schedule and conduct video interviews all in one place. Finding your next great hire has never been this easy. Get hiring at Indeed.com/credits.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Are you looking for help with nutrition? WFHR's current sponsor for the Kitchen's Open segment, the Southwood County YMCA, has a variety of options. Sign up for their 5-week Prevent and Thrive with Diabetes class that starts October 18th. Lunch and learn the last Wednesday of the month and watch delicious, healthy meals being prepared that you then get to eat. Visit their website, swcymca.org, to see the full list of classes and register, or call 715-818-9266.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I bought a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills with a trunk load of $100,000 bills. Man came by to hook up my cable TV. We settled in for the night, my baby and me. We switched round and round till half past dawn. There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach. Good song choice.
I totally forgot that song existed. I love that song.
Who sings it?
That's Bruce Springsteen.
Is it really?
57 channels and nothing on.
God, and 57 is like a small
it's
amount
adorable.
Now. It's adorable.
It's adorable.
When we were at trying to get all the TVs on when we were at the debate 2 weeks ago at Whitetail downtown, just the cable package of like, you're in like the 575 range. You're like, I just need to find CNN. Like, how do I find this? Jesus.
Can someone find me news?
But yes, so the Disney charter fight, there people are saying that this could be the start of like the idea of the TV bundle breaking. But I feel like in general, TV has been breaking, or how we watch TV or how you choose to watch TV has been breaking for a while. But the financial dispute between Disney and Charter, it kind of just highlights the growing tensions between content providers and then cable and satellite operators as cord cutting threatens to permanently unravel the cable TV business. And basically why this matters is if this fight isn't resolved, the entire business model for traditional cable TV industry could collapse. And I don't, like, I'm also just interested, like, how many people will that affect? Because as of right now, with the Spectrum, like Charter Spectrum Disney feud, it's affecting about 15 million people. And I'm interested because then simultaneously I saw information or the data that showed that broadcast and cable made up less than 50% of TV usage back in July. So, like, I'm interested in hearing from you, just how are you getting your TV these days? And so we already have Peter on the phone from Delafield. Peter, how do you watch TV these days?
Streaming.
Exclusively streaming.
Yes. In fact, I was setting everything up yesterday because of the NFL starts Sunday, and I want to be sure I get as many games as possible at the same time. And I was a DirecTV subscriber for forever, and I cut the cord in June when they gave up the Sunday Ticket, and it went to YouTube, and I haven't looked back. Sunday Ticket is $300 a year. I got back in June, and I'm paying about $77 a month for YouTube, and I had been paying $200 a month for DirecTV, which I had to get in order to get the Sunday ticket. You can get the Sunday ticket standalone if you so desire. And the only regular TV I might watch is MSNBC and Turner Classic Movie. And you're paying $200 a month for two stations.
So you were like, I'm done.
Yeah. So get yourself Roku boxes and or sticks. I got a couple of Roku sticks, and you can stream to your heart's desire.
That's what my wife and I do.
So not disappointed. There's nothing that you feel like you're missing out on as far as since you've cut the cord?
No, I have an over-the-air antenna in my roof, so if I want to watch local channels that way, I can still do that.
Okay.
But you can still get them as part of your YouTube package.
So here's a question then, because I feel like you're listening to the show, so maybe I already know the answer, but the only thing I feel, where do you get local news from? Do you watch that at all on television, or do you just read the paper and listen to civic media or do it on the radio?
I tend not to watch local news because I'm not from Wisconsin originally, and so I'm not as much
interested
in Wisconsin news. But I do read, I would like to get the New York Times every day, but they feel they shouldn't deliver to this affluent area in Delfield for some reason.
Huh.
But I like to get the New York Times. I subscribe to it online. And I'll get the journal on Sunday as well.
Got it. All right. Everything you need, you're getting from YouTube Premium right now.
Yes, I'm getting all my streaming from YouTube, and other than the over-the-air antenna as a backup.
Interesting. All right. Thanks so much for the call, Peter.
All right.
That is super interesting. And so, Greg, you were saying before. So you guys, is it just YouTube?
Well, no. We do Hulu, Disney Plus. Oh, no, you're counting them.
No, because we do a lot of them, too, yeah. So I'm not trying to embarrass you guys, but this is part of the question.
Yeah, we got Disney, Hulu, we've got, my gosh, Max, we've got, I'm trying to think, we got a couple others, too. Netflix, of course, and then we have add-ons within, so like on our Amazon Prime, we add Showtime and other channels, so we... There's a lot.
And so, but you do have no cable subscription.
None
whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
And you still feel like, but then you do, and so you get all the sports you need through the ESPN add-on?
Yes, on Hulu. Yep.
But doesn't that limit you only to the games or sports that ESPN has?
Yes, it does.
The rights to?
It does. It makes baseball very difficult to watch because baseball is all over the place.
Yeah,
it's on
totally.
Bally's, it's on YouTube, it's on Apple TV Plus. We have Apple TV Plus. We have all these different ways, and there's no like concrete way of finding the actual stuff.
Do you just have to Google every time there's a game, like how to watch Brewers
yeah.
today?
Or I just kind of watch it on my phone, like the updates that come through.
Like the highlights?
Yeah.
See, that's how I prefer to watch baseball anyways.
I
feel like besides going to a game, when my parents were in town this weekend, we had the Brewers game on both Saturday and Sunday because my dad wanted to watch, and Mike was horizontal,
yeah.
healing anyways. And those were the first time. It was fun. I do like this. Have you gotten up with the speeded up game? Are you on board now?
Yeah, the changes I'm less whiny about now. Yes,
great.
A 2.5 hour game I can handle.
All right. Well, how do you watch television? Are you still on cable and streaming? Are you just streaming? Are you just cable? Are you like Peter? And you have YouTube Premium. We want to hear from you because it's changing and it could change and then force you to change. So we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. How do you watch TV these days? Come back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You might have got all nice and friendly if we made it upstairs. All I got was a note said bye-bye to John. Our love's 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. So bye-bye to John. Our love's 57.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs of low around 72, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance for scattered rain showers, lows of low around 54. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 66, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
That's so it goes.
But we also proved that I'm not always nice.
But even when you're upset and even when you're ticked off, you still come from a place of compassion and love. Whereas I'm just old, bitter, and jaded.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry. We got Greg Bach on the board. And since we had Jane in our opener for this hour, a reminder, Jane will be back next week. We've missed her terribly. We're very excited for her to be back. But Greg, you've been doing a wonderful job. But yes, Jane still works here. Jane's coming back. Jane just needed a very well-deserved vacation because she is, even at 63, a workhorse. And so that woman is the epitome of the word professional as far as how much she shows up and puts into this. And the show would not be the same without her. So we're very excited to have her back next week. But who's here this week? As always, it's 11 o'clock on a Thursday. So it is time for public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Doctor, how are you doing?
I'm so excited. We've got so many great things to talk about today.
We do. So we have some questions that came in last week that we did not have time to answer. So we're going to get to those. If you have any questions that you want us to answer, text them in now so we can make sure to try to make time to answer them because we only have two segments today. So the doctor will be here until 11:30, but 844-967-2789. Any of your health questions that you anonymously, if you want to text in, if you want to call in and just have Greg repeat the question or come on air with us, it's totally up to you. 844-96-PARTY. But I have my own, I guess, kind of just general question, but I went to a physical therapist this week because I've been some of the advice as when you're pregnant, as you probably know, lots of people give lots of advice as far as what worked for them. And this is from everything from being pregnant, recovering from pregnancy, all of the things. And one of the pieces of advice I got was do not skimp on physical therapy. And in America, we're not always great at taking care of women after they give birth. And one of those things having to do with your pelvic floor. And so I made the decision to go see a physical therapist even before I'm giving birth to start figuring out how my pelvic floor is doing. But not only that, because I feel like we think about pelvic floor with women a lot, but having a husband who is recovering from an anterior lumbar spine surgery, which means they went through the front. And so he's basically dealing with a C-section, like incision right now.
Poor guy.
He also has pelvic floor like things that are popping up. And so what is the pelvic floor? We already learned, I think, already that Greg, it's not flooring that goes in your house.
Whatever. I'm just working out an endorsement for Blifford. That's all I want.
So what we'll is the importance?
We'll get to Greg's pelvic floor later. But we all, men and women, have a pelvic floor. It's really just the muscles that hold up your bladder, and women, your uterus, your bowel. And it's a complicated network of muscles. It's so complicated that when I was in medical school, the first thing that you do as a first year medical student is you have a class called gross anatomy, and you literally
gross anatomy?
Anatomy. Mm-hmm.
Yes. G-R-O-S-S or G-R-O-W-T-H?
G-R-O-S-S, everything. It means everything. We do like a general survey and we literally like dissect a cadaver. People donate their bodies to science and we take our time and we learn by dissecting bit by bit, but we don't do the pelvis because the pelvis is so hard and so complicated that you have to take actually an extra class. Unless it's changed in the 20 years since I've gone to medical school, the pelvis is just a really hard place. And it's hard for us to understand. It's hard for us to talk about because, you know, it's got a lot of organs that are difficult for us to talk about in a social way. Mm-hmm. But it has a huge impact on lots of different parts of our lives, like constipation, urinary problems, pain for men and women. If we don't have a strong, appropriately functioning pelvic floor, it can cause tons of common problems.
And so it's different than your abs. Mm-hmm. Like, your abs sit on top of your pelvic floor. Is that basically visually how you should think about it?
Yes. I mean, you know where your belly button is.
Yes.
Those are...
Well, not anymore. I don't really have a belly button these days, but go on.
You know where your belly button is usually located. Usually. So those are your abs, your rectus muscles, and your transverse abdominis muscles, like on your, you know, your front. But your pelvic floor is really your bottom. So like for women, if you put your finger in your vagina and just squeeze, you can usually feel your pelvic floor muscles squeezing around your finger. Same thing as far as your rectum goes and your urethra, all of that, all of those muscles together function as the pelvic floor, but they have to squeeze when they're supposed to squeeze and they're supposed to relax when they're supposed to relax.
And that's
Kristen.
What I found out this week is that I don't have so much of a problem with the strength. It's the letting go part of being able to actually relax that I never knew was a issue. And now I do. And so it's interesting, though, because it's something that they like were trying to figure out, because even both, I mean, in general in life, but also to like during childbirth, mm-hmm. being able to like release your pelvic floor is going to be important. Right? Mm.
Oh, yeah. I can't tell you how many people I've seen who are struggling with the pain of early labor with their contractions, and they're really fighting it and they're really having a hard time. And then they get an epidural that allows their body to relax, and their body just goes whoosh, and their cervix opens up and their labor progresses. So there is definitely a physical component to the stress involved there, whether you are over exercising and you are putting too much tension into your pelvic floor because you're trying to do the right thing, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe you have a chronic medical problem like constipation or vulvodynia or some sort of endometriosis, some sort of condition that causes chronic pain, that causes you to be, you know, consistently squeezing and pulling back from that pain. Well, there's this negative, there's this feedback loop where your body is responding to that pain by contracting that muscle, and that muscle contraction is causing more pain, ironically. But because we don't think of it in terms of pelvic floor, and we don't think of it as something that can be resolved with physical therapy, with exercises, with breathing, we often seek other things. Like if we're constipated, we look for, you know, a laxative or yeah. something else to help us relieve that problem. And sometimes it's multifactorial. These problems, although they're very common, can have a lot of different origins. It's really great for me as an OBGYN doctor to know that you are seeking help from a pelvic floor physical therapist, because this is such an underutilized resource and so, so important for so many of us.
And I really didn't, and until someone suggested it to me, it was not something that was like an obvious, versus I've heard in Europe, it is a very obvious thing that is like prescribed to everyone instead of you having to take the burden on yourself to seek it out and ask for it.
Well, think of conventional medicine. You go to the doctor and your doctor's like, I don't know, what do you need? Surgery, medicine, or yeah. a referral to physical therapy? And the physical therapy referral is the hard thing, because you have to actually put time and effort into it, and you have to do your breathing exercises, and you have to practice those relaxation techniques. And it seems very like earthy and not like real medicine, but it is. It all fits together. So maybe there is a medicine that you have to take, or maybe there is a surgery that you need, but the physical therapy component is just as important as those other pieces.
And so does it seem, as I said, like, I feel like when I've heard about pelvic floor stuff, I've heard about it in context with childbirth, postpartum, you know, women after they give birth, the stories of like peeing your pants a little bit every time you do a jumping jack or stuff like that. But like, it's also the same thing for men. And so how does it differ when we're talking about men, whether it's with a surgery or in general of like a pelvic floor that's weak or a pelvic floor that can't relax?
It doesn't really differ. I mean, obviously our anatomy is different and, you know, they don't go through the process of childbirth, but they still, and I am not a man, I do not take care of male patients. So to be very clear, but they still have issues with constipation and urinary problems. I mean, prostate issues are very common in men, especially as they age. If they're having pain or difficulty with urination, they may be clenching their pelvic floor, and that may be leading to a very similar problem that you're dealing with right now.
And so that's a suggestion of also physical therapy, a starting place.
Yeah, physical therapy, massage, relaxation, breathing. I mean, so many different things that, you know, again, we don't think about that because it doesn't fit into our vision of what doctors provide, what medicine is, but really it all goes together. We are holistic beings that require a lot of different types of inputs, but first we need a good diagnosis. Yeah. And it's brilliant that you went to the physical therapist while you're still pregnant. I wish everyone had the ability to do that because then you know, like, I'm going into this really important event in my life where I really need to understand what's happening with my pelvic floor. And then afterwards, you'll have made that contact before. And if you're having issues and you're looking for ideas about what can I do to strengthen my pelvic floor, you already have a strong pelvic floor. Do you need to do Kegels? No, you should not do Kegels. But maybe somebody who's having urinary leaking, maybe Kegels are the right solution for them. The only way that you know what the right solution is by talking with an expert, getting that evaluation, figuring out what the problem is, and then getting a treatment plan set up for yourself.
And I will say, so I got to have like an evaluation and there's this thing with like a flower. Have you seen this before?
No.
Basically it's like in your ability to like do a Kegel and like tighten up or relax. And if you could tighten up, the flower closes. And then but you need to be able to relax for the flower to actually open again. I did not have many blooming flowers. And so that was my takeaway from my physical therapist. And so I am very happy I went. And I think it is something that's good to talk about because had I not had someone recommend it to me, I mean, I don't think I would have thought about it at all. And now I have the opportunity I'm going to go in again and we're going to try to find like different positions where I'm better at relaxing to like take that information into trying to have this baby instead of just relying on an epidural. But I'm not no hero. I probably will be having an epidural. Let's be honest.
We have to allow your pelvic floor to bloom and not just be a bud.
Exactly. All right. When we come back, we have some questions that we're going to get to from last week of yours. If you have a question for Dr. Lyerly on any health topics, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We will be back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30 where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving.
a public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and it is Thursday at 11:20. So Dr. Kristen Lierley is still here for our segment, Public Service Announcement, where we take, you know, a lot of my questions about pregnancy, but also women's health, but also health in general. We always welcome your questions for the doctor at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And last week we had a couple questions come in before we had time to actually answer them. So let's jump right into those. And the first one is there any correlation between getting COVID and very, very shortly after getting shingles?
That is a really good question. And it seems like there is, especially in older people. We know older people, like older than 50, are more likely to develop shingles. So there was a study done in 2022 that showed that people 50 or older with COVID had a 15% higher risk of developing shingles. And there was another study that showed that people with severe COVID, like in the hospital, had a double the risk, so twice as high of a risk of developing shingles. The theory is that COVID debilitates your immune system, and shingles is this really insidious virus that many of us get when we're kids, chickenpox. It's the chickenpox virus. It doesn't leave. We don't get cured of it. It just sits there in our nerve roots while we're healthy and we have strong immune systems, and it just waits for us to get sick. Hmm. And at that point when our immune system is vulnerable, it's like, now's a good time. And it just busts out one of those nerve roots and creates this horrible shingles disease. So that's what the basis is. COVID weakens your immune system and just gives that other virus an opportunity to strike.
So we all, if I'm going to hear any right, so basically if you've had chickenpox, which people most our age have. Definitely did, younger people now that since the vaccine
twice.
Have less. You've had it, wait, what? You had chickenpox twice?
I got chickenpox twice when I was little.
Is that normal?
Yeah. I mean, not normal, but it happens.
Is Greg normal?
No. Is that your superhero origin story?
Yeah, because my superhero life's really panning out for me right now.
Chickenpox man.
My superpower always going ugh when I wake up or get up.
That's the thing. So you get shingles, or you kind of always have it, and it just flares up.
You have the virus. It's kind of like herpes. It is herpes. So like think of genital herpes. You know that if you get it, you never get rid of it. You have it forever, but you can take medicines. And when your immune system is intact, you generally don't have to worry about it. Your partner needs to know about it. You can still transmit it, but it usually doesn't cause a problem until your immune system is compromised. Huh. Same thing for shingles, but we tend to see it with herpes. We see it like in pregnancy sometimes, or when other medical illnesses happen. With shingles, it's when you get older. And it's not just COVID. It can be a ton of other things that activate that latent virus that's just sitting there waiting. Some people get it, some people don't. But importantly, there is a vaccine that prevents shingles. It's very effective. It's 97% effective for people between 50 and 70. Yes, it is easy. You can get it. Insurance covers it. Anybody older than 50 can get it. And man, if you've ever had shingles, I'm sure our listeners out there who have had shingles are like, please get the vaccine, because it is incredibly painful.
I've heard that.
My sister got it.
Your sister had it?
Yeah, my sister got it. She described it to me, and it sounded horrifying.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, on that note, our next question was, do you have any tips for dealing with perimenopause and hormone imbalances?
Yes, I do.
What is
perimenopause? What is that? How is that different than menopause?
It is the process. So the perimenopause is, it means like the time around menopause. Menopause is defined as 1 year after your last menstrual period. So you don't actually know that you're in menopause until it's been a year since you've had a period. And it's a lot trickier to diagnose if you don't have a uterus, because then you're not having periods, or if you're taking medicine that prevents you from having periods. So it can be kind of a tricky diagnosis to figure out exactly when you went through menopause.
Huh.
Perimenopause is that time that starts in like your, you know, mid 40s or so, goes to about your mid 50s. And women experience a lot of changes as our hormones are just changing. Sometimes they're failing. Sometimes there's too much. We can have hot flashes. That's one of the most common symptoms. Vaginal dryness is a common symptom. Night sweats. You may be great one day and not so good the next. Your energy can fluctuate. You can be depressed. There are so many different ways that perimenopause can manifest in women. And that's why it's really important to talk with your healthcare provider about what your symptoms are, so that we can direct the treatment to solve your particular problems. Also taking into account, what are your risks? Like, for example, if you are at risk for osteoporosis, many of us are, maybe if we have low BMIs, if we are smokers, if we're heavy alcohol users, if we have a family history, previous fractures, then maybe we need to think more strongly about, are you a candidate for hormone therapy, or is there a different kind of osteoporosis treatment? The perimenopausal, the period that we go through, is there's so many different things that can happen. So it's really critical that women talk with their providers about what are their risk factors, what are the symptoms that they're experiencing, and what are the options for me personally.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. All right, Greg, do we have time? You said there was a caller who had a message to relay.
It was Tom from the contest before. He's a listener. He loves the show, and he says that he loves this segment. He loves listening to you talk about what you talk about. He learns, and he wishes it was an hour long.
Well, maybe we'll have to consider that to be an option. All right. Thank you, Tom, for that message. Thank you, Dr. Lyerly, for being here. As always, we will see you next week. We'll see if I have any more pregnancy questions, because we'll be at the 2-week countdown. But have a great weekend.
I'm sure you will. I can't wait. I'm so excited for you.
3 weeks, baby. All right. Thank you so much. When we come back, J.R. Radcliffe is here with a sports update. Don't go anywhere. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Come back. J.R. Radcliffe is here with a sports.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers. How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. You don't know my car, do you?
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.